Hello, love. Welcome to I Am Love podcast. I'm your host, Saida, and we are going to talk about healing yourself. I think this is extremely important to do, especially when you have already started to like really understand who you are, where you come from, where you're going. I think that the biggest thing for us to do, besides and taking all that knowledge and really uncovering, you know, what makes us tick and who we are at our core on every level, is to also heal from past hurts, struggles, and maybe lack of. Because a lot of things that we have deep down in our subconscious mind play out, you know, without some of us even being consciously aware of it. But I think it's extremely important to be self-aware, because when you are self-aware, you can understand and see the habits and behaviors and the mindset that you currently have at this very moment that might be really dragging you down or have you in situations and or we're around people that aren't particularly healthy or loving. And the last podcast episode, I was talking about taking responsibility, and that's extremely important to do, is take responsibility for your life, and everything that you do and the people that you choose to be around. Everything's a choice. And I understand that some of those choices are very difficult, and not always the norm or not always easy to make, but it's necessary. Unless you just want to keep dealing with the same people, circumstances, situations, or in the same environment that's not making you happy, then, you know, you continue to live your life. But if you want change, only you can make it. And you can't make it by trying to change another person, especially women. You have to understand, you can't change no one. The only thing, only person you can change is yourself. And I'm not saying it's just all women, it's men as well, but I know particularly there's this whole thing about women with changing men, and you can't change anyone. No matter how deep in you love them, no matter what you do for them, no matter how much you give them, you can't change them. We're all here and we're all making choices. It's free fucking will. So, you know, you can't manipulate someone to change at all, but you can change yourself. You can put yourself in motion to move away from things that's not healthy for you. And then those allow those people to make their choices on if they're going to change, in order to keep you in their life, you know, or to be around you every day. You have to allow people to do that, no matter how much it hurts or much discomfort, you know, that you experience. You have to allow them to make their choices. And so, with healing, and I think it's the hardest thing to do in a way, because it's not just in taking the knowledge and uncovering what it is that is keeping you stuck or keeping you in this vicious cycle, or what makes you keep attracting the same type of people and situations and jobs and circumstances. But you have to start by questioning, being self-aware of what's happening now. Being self-aware of your behaviors, your habits, you know, is the people around you, your friends or your spouse, similar to people in the past? Is there something in common with them as far as the negativity is concerned? Like, is mostly everyone, like, for example, emotionally detached? I attract a lot of takers. They take energy, they take, I give. You know, you have to be very aware of who you are in your surroundings. That's one. Two, you start to recognize the patterns and the cycles that you're in. Especially it's easier for you to do if you keep having a back and forth relationship with someone, or you can't really, you don't want to let go of like negative relationships. You have to question yourself about those, understand your patterns and your behaviors that you're doing, because it's not necessarily to point the blame. It first starts with you, because you're choosing those people. So you have to really look at yourself and why you do what you do and why you need certain people around you and why don't you choose to communicate with them on how you feel And if you do communicate how you feel, why do you continue to allow them to, why do you choose to stay around them even though they do not respect, respect you and love you and treat you with kindness? So you have to then, like I said, recognize the cycles and behaviors within yourself and when it comes to other people. The next is to learn to forgive. And that's whether or not they're around you or not, whether or not they're just in your past and they're currently not in your present. For example, if you had an absentee parent, they affect the way you are with other people. If you are allowing that to happen, you have to be self-aware and understand the patterns for you to know if that's really what's happening. But for example, if you don't have, you didn't have your father around, yet you kept attracting men who weren't mature, emotionally available, they come in and out your life, and you keep attracting those type of men. From my experience, it was because I wasn't giving myself the love and attention, the kindness and respect and trusting myself. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't giving myself self-love. So because of that, I attract like a narcissist. I think that the love, I want to keep giving. I feel lack within myself and I attract a narcissist. When I was taking care of myself and I was giving myself the love, I attracted a mate that was very balanced and the relationship was balanced. So I thought that was interesting. That's something I recognized within myself because I'm attracting these type of people and then I'm accepting them in my life as a relationship and as a partner. I did that. So even if I went through all these like turbulent experiences, I put myself through that because I can easily walk away. I can easily cut off the relationship. It's not easy when you're in it. Oh, that I know. You have all your reasons why you're in you stay in a toxic relationship, but you could just walk away. And eventually I did. And I say the only regret I have is not walking away faster. You know what I mean? So when I seen all the red flags and not getting in so deep. And so it's a hard fine line when you do things for people you love. It's a hard fine line when you have so much loyalty to someone who doesn't have the same equally amount of loyalty for you. But that's when you do and understand that, you know, you have a choice and they have a choice. If they don't want to change, you got to respect that and let it go and do what's best for you and do what you need. And so you're going to have to forgive yourself in those type of situations. Like I had to forgive myself for staying for so long because that was a regret that I had because I continuously made a choice to stay with someone that I knew wasn't good for me and they weren't ready for the type of love and kindness and respectful relationship and healthy relationship that I wanted and I deserved. And I allowed myself to be in that. And then I had to forgive them because for whatever reason that they're not balanced because their journey and their path and they haven't done the healing that they need, they don't know how to love. You know what I mean? Or they're choosing not to. For whatever their reasons are. I just understand that we all have a journey. We all make choices. There's things that we want to change in the past that we can't. And that's his choice. That's his journey. That's his path. I just need to forgive him for that. Heal from that. Understand life happens. People make stupid ass decisions because they don't know better sometimes or they're selfish. It's either one or the other. You can have knowledge or you can be ignorant. And whatever your reason is, I don't want someone's actions to dictate my behavior. And I think because of that is why I chose to forgive, heal from that lack of love from a male figure and just put that love that I hunger for and shown that to myself. And therefore, I can heal and then move forward. How do I like to look at the past? I like to look at the past as like chains hooked to your hands and your feet. If anybody's into tarot, it's like the devil card. And you're chained to it. And that could be your addictions. That can be your past. That's negative. I like to look at it like that. And the one thing I hate is being chained down. To say like, okay, this is how a mom should be. That could be a chain that's hooked to my hand. I want to break that and let myself loose, you know, so I can be free to be. And so that's basically what's happening when you don't choose to heal from past hurts. It's like you're staying chained. And that's what happens when you choose to be addicted to something. You're chained. And the only how you can be loose is if you forgive, you let go, and you heal. And sometimes you have to come to a certain understanding or perspective. And sometimes you just don't have an answer. It's just the simple fact that you just don't want to be tied to it anymore. And sometimes that's just enough to let go. I want to go into letting go because I think that's something that people don't know where to start. And I want to go into more into forgiveness in another episode as well and go deeper into that. All I can do is give you my experiences. If you go over to the Self-Love and Personal Growth group community on Facebook, and you can get other people's perspective of it. If anything, I would say there's spiritual counselors, there's therapists, other people who you can also talk to. But I love being in the community because you can hear other people's experiences, how they went through stuff, how they got through things. And it's not always easy and it's not always quick process. It really just depends on you, on how you observe it, absorb all the information, you feel your way through it, and you heal from it. And it's everyone goes at their own pace, I feel. So I really hope that you will join us over in the community to talk about healing more and share your story with us. And I'm hoping that this is just the first step for you towards healing your past so you can create a brighter future for yourself. So please take care of yourself. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Peace.